Welcome back to the second hour of the 9 till noon show. It's wonderful weather here from the northwest of Ireland. If you're listening to us on the radio or your smart speaker in the area, you'd know fine rightly. If you're listening to us abroad, and many of you do in far-flung areas, I'm sure you're missing the county even more so today because the weather is just so beautiful. Thanks so much for all your calls and comments coming in over the course of the morning. And I'm just reading them as they're coming in here. Really encouraged to hear the discussion about the new Islamic Centre this morning. It's a great step forward for inclusion, understanding and community development. Thanks for giving space to such an important conversation. We certainly must encourage understanding and inclusion at a time when some are trying to divide us. That comes in from Kelly. Muslims are one of the groups that contribute to building modern Ireland, including doctors, engineers and workers that support building a mosque of their own, says another. Muslims in Ireland are peaceful and have no fear of building their own mosque. Just dropped one here. One second. Hello. The name of the mosque celebrates the love to Jesus, Marilyn Arabic and Irish Isa Mariam. That iterates the spirit of the mosque. Many thanks for your kind support for our Masjid project that we extremely need in Letterkenny. Highly appreciate your kind help. That comes in from Dr. Sammy. Thank you for the debate. The mosque is a good place for our children and women to socialise and meet. How many Muslims in IPAS scheme in Donegal, as there appears to be a lot more African and Asians in Letterkenny than 800 people? Now, he's talking about the Muslim community as of the census, which wouldn't necessarily count the people that you talk of. I don't know the religious background of those seeking international protection here, but the figure at the moment is 2,000. Now, they could be from any country. So if it was 800 plus 2,000, 2,800, that would be the total if you counted absolutely everyone as Muslim that's either a Muslim person living here for probably, in some cases, all of their life or much of their life or 10 or 15 or 5 or 10 years. But those, the amount of IPAS applicants, which are a different group of people but may share the same religion, there's 2,000 of those. So as I say, if all of them were practicing Muslims, the total would be 2,800. Maybe you might think that's too many, or maybe you're surprised that that's the total. I don't know. It's up to you guys. An Islamic community centre would have a brilliant contribution to enriching the culture of Donegal, believes another listener. Can we ask him his opinion of Muslim men wanting to marry 9-year-old girls? Are our daughters going to be at risk? I didn't get an opportunity to ask that question. If that's a worthwhile question, just to clarify, I think it's well worth asking that question down the line, so do leave it with me. But I don't know the ins and outs of that. I'd have to look into that. Great to hear such an important part of our community getting some airtime. Well done, coming in from Paul. Hi, Greg. I'm just listening to that guy there about an Islamic centre in Letterkenny. What's wrong with this country? Do people not know that if they went to a Muslim country, they would not be allowed to practice their own faith, never mind build a centre? I don't know what the story is there. How do Christians operate in the likes of Dubai? I believe that's a Muslim country as well. Is there any places of worship? Do you know anyone over there? I don't know what the ins and outs of it are. Good luck to the Muslim community with their mosque. That comes in from Thomas Pringle. How do Muslims treat women and what do they think of them? I suppose it's like everything. It's like Christianity. How do Christians treat women? I presume there's variants of it. I mean, you'd have some Catholics who would believe that, say, for instance, abortion is healthcare and that women are entitled to choose to have an abortion, as an example. And then you'd have some Catholics and Christians that believe that it's the worst thing ever and they're murdering children. So I presume, the same as there is in Christianity, just giving that one example about attitudes to women, you have to remember too that, you know, we kind of need to up our game in how we all treat women. I think, look at the domestic violence figures, look at the inequality in the workplace, look at the wage disparity in this country. You know, if we're going to look at how women are treated, look at the difficulty a woman has in simply getting elected in this county, as an example. You know, if we're going to look at that, we kind of have to look across the whole spectrum as well. I'm not saying we're bad, they're bad, she's bad, they're bad. I'm just saying, you know, every religion has different attitudes to women and every culture really probably is guilty of mistreating women, I think. Probably get shot for that. But anyway, 800 Muslims in Donegal and they need their own community centre. How many Protestants and Presbyterians who are part of the community have their own dedicated centre? I think there's orange halls in pretty much every town that I'm aware of. Certainly when I was growing up, there was in Lahey, there's lots of people of the Protestant Presbyterian faith, and they had their own, effectively their own community centre. So I think all, I think that's pretty common, as, unless I'm miss, just let me reread the text in case I've missed something. 800 Muslims in Donegal and they need their own community centre. How many Protestants and Presbyterians who are part of the community have their own dedicated centre? I think all of them. Am I wrong, Caroline? Would you see, like, Orange Halls and what have you are community centres, aren't they? They're not religion specific, but they are basically, yeah, the Presbyterian halls. So there are, yeah, no, that's, there are lots of spaces that are not specific for, but are designed for members of the two communities that you mentioned. Greg, integration. I have a man staying here in my lodgings from Sudan. He's praying night and day. He won't use toilet paper. He's playing Islamic TV night and day and doesn't like pork in the fridge. He's a nice man. We've no issue with him, to be honest. We saved him from homelessness, but he's not doing much in the way of integration. And before you say he's only just landed, no, he hasn't. I don't know how long he's been here, but he's qualified for the housing list and HAP. Why would I say he's only just landed? Okay, that's fine. If I move to Dubai to become a teacher, I'm not going to sit watching local telly, to be honest with you. I'm going to be watching RTE and I'm going to be listening to Highland Radio, and I probably will use toilet paper. I generally do, and I'm probably not going to eat much of their local food. Someone close to us was over in Greece recently and ate nothing for a week but crisp sandwiches. A full week of eating crisp sandwiches, Aaron. That's for you. So, you know, we, like, some people don't like the local food. But anyway, okay, I'm just trying to be, look at this, you know, with open eyes. I'm not trying to counter your point of view, please. I hope you don't realize, feel that. Congratulations to the Muslim community on their achievement. I wish you all the best in raising the funds to complete your project, which sounds like it will be a positive and beautiful contribution to the community. And it will, if they follow through, if the commitment to sort of make it this open space and welcoming space and for the wider community, if that is done, then it may well be. If it's not, it might feel different. Let's see. More state propaganda, the Islamification of Ireland. Look around the world, UK especially, they don't mix. The grooming gangs in the UK committed mostly by Asian men, but not exclusively. I take your point. I don't know what the Islamification of Ireland really is. I know, like, say, for instance, in England, and I've referenced this before, you have the Vice President of the United States said that Britain would become the first Islamic country to have, or the first Muslim country, sorry, to have nuclear weapons, I think the terminology was. I don't know really the size of the population and where it's going, but I think, you know, people have that concern. And if you see a massive cultural shift, and we do see it in pockets, it is creating problems. You know, there are cultural clashes. There's just no doubt about that. We see it in a local town level. We can see that. Not necessarily Muslims, but people of different cultural backgrounds. And could you see that on a nationwide basis if there is sort of mass inward migration? I'm not saying that couldn't happen either. Right, keep your views and comments coming in. 086 60 25,000.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, in studio with me now is Adam McGranahan, who's Sports Development Officer at the Donegal Sports Partnership. Adam, good morning to you. Thanks so much for calling up.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on.
Did you cycle up?
I did not, but I should.
Today is Cycle to Work Day. And it is. You're not at work, so that's great.
I'm not at work.
And it's part of Bike Week. So what's the idea behind Bike Week, Adam?
Yeah, so Bike Week, it's a national celebration of cycling. It's funded by the National Transport Authority, and it runs right across the country. So the main goals of Bike Week would be to get more people out on their bikes, whether that be for fun, for fitness, or for active travel. It's just about showing people how accessible and enjoyable cycling really can be. So it's funded by the NTA, and that funding then comes through Donegal County Council and then ourselves at the Sports Partnership to coordinate that funding.
Is it a good way to get fit? Because I suppose, you know, lots of people maybe street running, what have you, get trouble with their knees, exactly, hips or what have you. Cycling would be classed as low impact exercise or a low impact way of getting around, I presume.
Oh, exactly. That's it. It's you get to where you want to go a lot quicker than running or walking for sure. It's a great way to stay healthy. Like, as you said, it's low impact. A lot of people that would be injured from running and stuff, you would see them
switch to cycling or swimming for that matter.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, the obvious question too about cycling in our county and even in the towns and Letterkenny, for an example, is the infrastructure.
Yeah.
We are making inroads, and I think that's part of the, you know, when we talk about active travel, it can be controversial as it's being introduced. But the whole idea is that into the future for the next generations, current generations, that, you know, cycling becomes a viable, safer option to get around, particularly in the urban areas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I suppose in Donegal we're blessed that we have such a scenic county. And bike is a great way to get around and see the county, especially now with, as you say, the Orchids ongoing with the greenways. There's a great greenway network coming together in the county. So through time, I think we're going to see that it is going to be a good way of getting around.
And some counties have really, they have a march on us in terms of the fantastic tourism potential, cycling. Yeah. It's huge, like, it's absolutely huge. Mayo, I think, in particular. And no coincidence, the former Taoiseach was from Mayo and he was able to invest quite a bit in that regard. But it's, you know, if you build it, they'll come. And we are making some good inroads in terms of greenways. There's lots of events going on around the county as well. Lots of different organisations and community groups involved. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have over 65 events happening across the county this week. There's something different for everybody. We have family cycles, you have taster sessions from the cycling clubs, community bike rides, school initiatives, we have bike maintenance workshops, and then we have some inclusive cycling programs for people with additional needs as well.
Well, that's it, because, you know, cycling can be inclusive too. There's different ways to interact. It's you might need an extra wheel or what have you, or someone with you, but everyone can enjoy cycling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, most people can enjoy cycling.
Absolutely. So yeah, we've been lucky enough, we have the likes of Grassroots that can provide ability bike hire and things like that. So we have a lot of community groups and stuff that for when they're doing their events, they're taking in a couple of extra ability bikes just to give that option there if there's anybody with additional needs, that we can be inclusive as well as
And also, it's worth checking out, you know, in some of the places that you like to go, often you can hire bikes. I know in Arranmore, for instance, you can hire bikes, e-bikes in Downings, that, you know, if you want to call down there and cycle the Atlantic Drive. I'm not picking any out in particular, they're just the ones I'm aware of. So you can go out and have that experience and have a taster by hiring bikes as well. Some of them are electric as well, if you need a bit of assistance up the hills. Like, there's many different ways to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually have, for this week, it's a great week to do that. We have an initiative running with Grassroots in Glenveagh and e-bikes in Downings.
There you go. How good I am. I get it right by accident.
We are working with them to provide places for free bike rental for the week. So Grassroots, they're offering pedal bikes, e-bikes, and ability bikes. And then e-bikes and Downings are offering e-bikes as well to explore the local areas there. So you couldn't think of two probably better places.
What the worst week to give away stuff for free. Hey, but you know what I mean? We'll take it when it's there. And there's lots of stuff going on, too numerous for us to actually mention, because there's 60 events and it's ongoing at the moment. And there's a website actually really that has lots of details about this, isn't
there? Yeah, that's it. Our website, activedonegal.com. We have the list of all the events on there. And then if you check our socials as well, we're Donegal Sports Partnership on Facebook and Instagram. So all the details are on there.
And I think too, you know, some basic stuff, get out there, enjoy it. Wear your helmet.
Absolutely.
Wear your high vis. Use the greenways or the cycle lanes when available, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's it. A big mention as well to all the clubs and schools and the community organisations that are working to make these events possible. Without them, it wouldn't be happening. So a big fair play. And as you say, anybody interested in getting involved, it's the perfect week to go for it. The weather's brilliant. It's given it all week. There's events for everyone happening out there. There's no need for big fancy gear. Have a look at the website, see what might suit you, and come on out and give it a go.
Exactly. And if you're out and about in different modes of transport, just keep an extra eye out for people that might be out enjoying a cycle, and maybe it's the pathway to get fit. Maybe that is the way that they feel they can best, improve their physical and indeed, of course, their mental health. So go to activedonegal.com/bike-week-2025. Though if you go to activedonegal.com, I'm sure there's a link there. Get out and enjoy yourself. And also too, you know, there's still that back to school cycle to work scheme that's out there as well too. If you get bug and you have, you're employed, you can benefit in that regard too. Hi, Greg. Could you ask what they have available for children with additional needs in relation to Bike Week? That's all up on the website. Yeah. As you mentioned, there are initiatives in that regard too, aren't there? And I think you mentioned some of the taster sessions with the companies you mentioned. There's accessible bikes there as well. Okay, so check out activedonegal.com. Adam, thanks so much for your time. It is the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. Let's take a quick break and we'll be joined by our next guest after. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Just to remind you of the contact details, 086 60 25000, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 074 91 25000. And as I say, thank you so much for all of your calls and comments coming in so far this morning. Sean Quinn, our head of sales here, is going to be joining us shortly. We have a nice wee thing that we've done before and we're going to be doing again, and it is Community Heroes, the Community Hero Awards. That's coming up for you very, very shortly. Right, congratulations to the Muslim community on their achievement. I wish you all the best in raising the funds to complete your project, which sounds like it will be a positive and beautiful contribution to the community. Another caller says, Time Sinn Féin acknowledged the dream of United Ireland is over. The traditions, culture, politics and demographics of this country will alter beyond recognition from the ideals of Pearse and Connolly in the next few generations, as the native Irish abortion rate soar and the population is replaced by people coming into the country. That is a view. Hi again, Greg. There are Christian churches in Palestine, at least those which haven't been bombed yet by Israel. The late Pope Francis testified to this with his nightly calls to the Christian community in Gaza. And just in relation to that, churches and synagogues are allowed in Muslim lands, but not in Arabia. Christians make up the largest religious minorities in just about every Muslim country. And before the state of Israel, some of the largest Jewish communities in the world were in places like Iran, Yemen, and North Africa. There never was an Orange Hall in Letterkenny, Ballybofey, and Stranorlar, despite these towns having a considerable Protestant population. Okay, wasn't aware of that. When are you going to officially become Muslim, Greg? I think just by speaking to people of different backgrounds. That's like saying, if I spoke to a woman, when am I going to become a woman? Not ruling anything in or out, but certainly no time soon. Hi, Greg. I listened back to Sinead Black interview and the other guest who was on with you discussing Darkness into Light and Pieta House. Fabulous interview, and my heart went out to her. I wish her all the best for the future. Well, Sinead's in a great place at the moment, and she was very keen to want to mention the fact that, you know, and when you're working with your mental health, it's always a work in progress. But Sinead's in a really good place at the moment because she got the right help from the right person at the right time. So all good for Sinead at the moment, as I say. Muslims don't agree with homosexuality. This question should have been asked. I know many Christians don't agree with homosexuality either. There's a lot of people wanted a more conservative Pope elected to follow Pope Francis, so the Catholic Church would be more firm in its views against homosexuality. If you were to go to a Muslim country, you would be treated very well. The leader in Oman, where I spent years, built us the most beautiful church. He actually paid for our organ in the church, as we couldn't afford it. The people are lovely. Oman is very close to the United Arab Emirates. Okay, right. So, Community Hero, we had a huge response to this, as we always do with these initiatives, which is fantastic.
Yeah, this year was actually record-breaking. I could not believe... It's a little bit quiet to start with, but it just went absolutely crazy, Greg. And I'd say we had well over 1,100 nominations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's which, about four times as many as I thought we might have received.
Yeah, it was amazing. And there was one person in particular who got hundreds. And I mean hundreds.
Are you going to mention their name? Or yeah. Should we just reveal it through the course of the video?
I think we'll reveal it as we go. But he got hundreds upon hundreds of nominations, and rightly so for what he's been doing. So, but yeah, across the board, very difficult to decide. We shortlisted it down to a number, and we eventually got there. So we had three winners, but we have a little, as I call it, a Brucey bonus at the end, what we'll talk about as well, which was a letter that we got, which was just so deserving of being recognised and getting something back from us, from Highland Radio. And so we did that as well. So it's been a great week. We're out filming yesterday and on Monday, and we surprised all of them, which was great. And we went to different locations. So it took a bit of work logistically to do it, but it's always worth doing it because that surprise element is brilliant. It's all part of it. And these people, remember, they go unrecognised. They're the people behind it, do all the work, and they're never at the forefront of looking for praise, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where our community hero works so well in what we do and how we do it to praise those people and give them that recognition that they don't look for, but deserve.
All right, let's start with our first one, and it is
Paddy Diver. So Paddy Diver is well known for the work that he's done with the Defective Block campaigns, and. You know, he received over 700 nominations. It was quite incredible. And not just Paddy Diver. There was the stories behind it as well. People talked about the support and help that they gave them. They talked about being part of the 25,000 people that went to Dublin for the two peaceful protests. And the campaign that has been going on for a number of years and will continue to go on.
And the general mood from those nominating was that he never gave up on the people of the county and deserved to be recognised. And this is the moment he learned of his award.
Hello there. Do I have Paddy Diver here by any chance? Have you any idea who I am?
No, I think I've been set up here.
I think you might have been, and Michael may just be in on it with nearly 1,000 other people, because Highland Radio is here today, Paddy, to give you a prize of a Community Hero Award for 2025. So congratulations. You look shocked. I've never seen you so quiet in all my life, having seen you in plenty of videos. So what does that feel?
Oh, Jesus. I'm appreciative for anybody that photoed me. It does feel bittersweet winning an award in a crisis like us, now, being honest. And I'm not too impressed with this place standing beside me here either, because I've been totally set up here. But anybody that voted for it, thanks a million. It is it's nice to get an award for it, but it's not a nice circumstance, to be honest.
And I think, you know what, that's the one thing that I got when there was over 700-800 nominations for you. It was quite amazing. And some of the picks were that you had the courage to get people to Dublin. 25,000 people went to Dublin, a peaceful protest to make a difference. And that was the start of a long, long journey. And there's a lot of people have been affected by what's happened and what you've done for them. And today's the day that you've been recognised for that, Paddy, and fair play to you. And I know it's an ongoing battle for a lot of families, and these will continue to be there. Well, am I right in saying that, Michael? Is that fair?
Absolutely. The first thing is obviously recognise it's an ongoing battle, but it's been a battle of 10 years or more. And having been involved in the campaign for the most of that time, I just know the difference that there was before Paddy Diver's time and after Paddy Diver's time. Because while we'd have been doing all the things that people generally do, Paddy done something extraordinary, which was to pull on the heartstrings, neighbours supporting neighbours, heading down to Dublin, not once but twice, in 2021, on the 15th of June and on the 8th of November.
The good news is this comes obviously with a prize, okay? But it's all about what you have done. But to be recognised is key, is the most important thing, I think. But we've got a lovely cheque just behind us here for €1,000 that you can go and look after Paddy Diver for a change and do whatever you want to do with that money.
See the work that Rosina Toner's doing for the cancer and the lack of equipment and facilities in Letterkenny. I think that's where that there check will be going to, because I hope that she's one of the other people that's won it, because the recognition she deserves, and everybody knows somebody affected by cancer, and I hope that everybody continues to support her and go that way. And so I'd be putting that back into the community to tell Rosina Toner, being honest.
Well, that's
typical.
Well, that's a lovely gesture, and we'll leave you to do what you want to do with that, okay? But for now, Paddy Diver, congratulations, a community hero for 2025.
Yeah, very popular winner, obviously, Paddy Diver. And not surprising, and in fairness, Paddy, I think since we've been doing this, has always been popping up there, but there was certainly such a response this year that he had to receive that award.
Yeah, the amazing thing is he was shocked. He actually couldn't speak for about 30 seconds, which is a first for him. But he also said that, you know, he was appreciative of being recognised, and I think was very generous in his thoughts as well about the cheque. So, but I thought, you know, leave that to him. That'll be his decision.
Of course it is. And I think he's made that. But yeah, okay. Yeah. Paddy Diver, recognised as one of your and Highland Radio's community heroes. Our next is a lady.
It's a lady, yeah. So it's Laura Barrett, and if you're online listening or on air or online, her laugh is amazing. She's we completely shocked her at our school yesterday. And so Laura's been involved for 20 years with the Clohonealy Junior Band. So she helps kids of age between 10 and 18 years of age to perform across Ireland within the band. But like anything in life, there's been tough times as well. And they lost a young band member last year. And Laura was there to support others, as she has done over the last 20 years. And she's involved in trips to New York. She took the kids away as well to help and support them. And she was just so deserving. And all she could do is laugh. And you know, I think that's the nervous part of her coming out. But it was a lovely day yesterday. Mm. And if you hit the play button there, they can hear more.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the lovely little girl who very sadly lost her life was in this studio as well. Yeah. And it was a series of very difficult times for Clohonealy. So I think it's lovely that Laura and her community too are recognised in this. And this is the moment that Sean and the crew let her know what the crack was.
Laura Barrett, where's Laura? Hello, Laura, how are you? Hello there. You're thinking, what are we doing here to see you in a school?
Exactly.
So, Laura, we received a lovely letter from a friend of yours, Sheila. And what she done is she nominated you for one of our community heroes in 2025. And she told us all about the great work that you've been doing for the last 20 years with the Clohonealy Junior Band. I think it's the youth band, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So from 10 years up to 80 years. So so tell me a little bit about that.
I'm put on the spot here.
Tell me what you do, actually. Why should you be a community hero for Highland Radio?
Jeez, I don't know. I should not be a community hero. I'm working with the band, suppose, for the wee junior band, suppose, maybe for 20 years.
Okay.
I'm currently the secretary in it, and then suppose the last few months we've gone through a tough time, well. So
yeah, you had some tough times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sheila alluded to that in the.
I can't believe she told us.
She did, yeah. But what she said is how remarkable you are in the work that you do. And you took them over to New York. Was it New York you went to?
Well, we went with the senior band. We went to New York, and then the junior band. We were in Paris last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of work, and sometimes it's not recognised, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is today.
Oh, God.
Because as a winner, and the kids are going to give you a big round of applause very shortly, Sheila's here today as well.
Oh, geez.
So I hope she's going to land in here any second. Hello, Sheila. And what she has, she dropped it. She's brought a lovely cheque for €1,000 for you.
Wow, Sheila.
So this is for you to do what you want to do for you, and that's the important thing. Huh? Isn't that class?
Oh my God, yeah.
But it's so well deserved, and I know that it'll be recognised across the community of the work that you do. You're an unsung hero, and for 2025, you're one of Highland Radio's community heroes, so well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
A big round of applause.
She looked fantastic at work. Someone must have tipped her off. If you came in here and caught one of us.
She was actually giving out that nobody had tipped her off.
No, of course. You can see from her
reaction. But all the rest of the teachers who were obviously in on it, they were they knew they were going on camera, so they looked amazing. Yep. And poor Shulu saying, you could have told me.
She looked brilliant.
But her laugh is infectious, and I can see in her... you just know there's all goodness in her, and it was great to do that yesterday.
Yeah, and congratulatory messages are coming in we go. Congratulations to Laura on receiving this award. She's so deserving for all she does. She's such a kind-hearted and hard-working community member. That comes in from actually Councillor Micheál Colum McGill and Esberg. Yeah, indeed. And all these videos, by the way, will be posted separately on our socials as well for those that have won to have a look at, but also for friends and family locally and far away. All right, lovely stuff. Her reaction, absolutely amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
And battering away there in school, teaching our lovely little kids. They're fantastic. And I love, I have a particular place in my heart for the musical teachers and teachers that work with kids through music, because the kids grow so much, you know, whether it's performing publicly or on stage or just hooking up with other children. And we produce so much talent here, and it's people like our last winner there, Laura, beg your pardon, and so many others. Okay, so on to our third.
Our third, so it's Marie Fury, and I got a lovely letter about Marie, and she'd been through a couple of tragedies. In 2022, she lost her partner in a road traffic accident. And previous to that, she'd lost some family members as well. So she was struggling with it, and she reached out for help, and she couldn't find help to help her to overcome the bereavement and the process that's required from that. So what she did is she reached out to an organisation and she started researching, and she decided that she'd become a counsellor that can support families through grievance and loss, and especially when it's been on the road. And unfortunately, we have far too much of that in this county. So this is all voluntary, Greg, and she's got herself qualified as a counsellor that she can help people and be there for people and listen to people, and also to share her experience of what she's gone through. Mm. She's an amazing lady. And
she also, it's important for her to you know, connect with all demographics, younger people. It's not exclusively younger people as well, but particularly engaging in that regard.
Absolutely. And she does work with schools. She's the whole road safety element. She's involved in rallying and has been for a number of years. And she's trying to get that across to people to be, you know, more vigilant on the roads. But it's the aftercare that she didn't receive that she's now gone out and she's doing a service that she looked for. And she was just remarkable. And you'll hear in the video now, her friend and colleague that nominated her, her words were on the money. And we completely shocked her in the Clannery on Monday. She had no idea. She thought she was there just for a normal meeting. And it was very touching and lovely to do it.
Hello there, folks. Hello there. How are you?
Hello.
Can I interrupt you for a second here?
Of course.
If you don't mind. Is this Marie, is it? Marie Fury, how are you? Sean Quinn's, can I sit over beside you here a wee second? Sean Quinn's my name from Highland Radio. And I have a bit of good news, right? Because your friend beside you here, Ciara, is actually shortlisted you for our Community Hero Award. So we run it every year. And what I wanted to do, now you're kind of in on this, you know about this.
Uh-huh.
But what we wanted to do, just to get a few questions from you and get an understanding about what you do and the amazing work that you've been doing. And I kind of know a little bit about it. So do you want to tell me more?
Yes. Well, I met Marie through the setup of Road Victim Support in Northern Ireland, Donegal. And it was very clear from the onset just how passionate and dedicated she was to bringing support services to Donegal specifically for those bereaved through fatal road traffic collisions. And from the moment I met Marie, she's just been very inspiring through her own horrendous traumas that she faced at such an early onset, with losing her partner Johnny and two of her uncles and a childhood friend as well through real fatal collisions. And we just knew that instead of being consumed by grief, Marie then decided to become a counsellor so that no other families are left isolated and alone in their grief and that they feel supported. And that is what she's doing right now for Road Victim Support Northern Ireland Donegal.
You can see now why you've been shortlisted, because that's
completely shocked.
That's a pretty amazing brief on the things that you do, right? So obviously you've been through your tragedies, okay? And am I right in saying that you didn't find, you couldn't see the support? It wasn't there for you when you needed it. So you've gone out and you're now, you are that person.
Yes.
So tell us, you know, what journey have you been on? I know, is it 2022 that the tragedy happened?
Yes.
It's the fourth time. So how has, what helped you through that? And what gave you the courage and, I suppose, the drive to do what you're doing today?
I suppose what I'm doing today, determination and having that hope. And that's what I want to take to people in the same circumstances as myself, that there is hope there.
Yeah.
And there is support there. I got support through all the guys that's within this organisation, and that just drove me then to have this in Donegal, because like I had to travel up the north and get support up there.
Okay.
And I think with everything that happens in Donegal, there is a big, massive need for it here.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're doing a really good job of that. And I suppose it's families that will benefit from that when they're in tough times.
Yes.
I told a little white lie when I came in the door, okay? Because I said that you were shortlisted for this, but actually, you're one of our winners.
What?
I was so blown away by your story. So we have your friends here that have got a €1,000 check that from Highland Radio to you as one of Highland Radio's community heroes for 2025. And I think, in fairness now, Ciara, you put it so nicely. She's just an amazing person.
Sometimes
people don't get recognised for what they do. Today, your friends and our listeners are recognising you as a hero.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked here and I don't know what to say.
Really, really worthwhile. And you know, you talk of community, and we talk of community and the Community Hero Awards, and we were in Clonmacnoise surprising Laura Barrett recently, and I talked of, and I didn't realise this, but I talked of, you know, certain areas getting far more tragedy than they ever should ever have. One tragedy too many. But I know recently, last month or the month before, it was Marie's organisation that went into Clonmacnoise was part of a very, very unique and interesting community event whereby people came together to help support each other and cope and all that type of stuff. So that's the type of work Marie and her charity is doing, and there's a little bit of connection there.
There is.
Between our communities.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, I'm getting to the stage now that I wouldn't want to be sitting in a hotel around Letterkenny or Ballybofey Stranorlar, because you just
see my car coming
in. You just don't know who's going to land up. A wonderful, wonderful lady Marie is, and through all her pain to turn that into a positive to help others. And so wonderful to see how moved she was by it. And it was just, it's a thank you. It's,
yeah.
It's a token of our appreciation.
Absolutely.
For what she and others are doing in the community.
And what I would say to everybody listening is go onto her Facebook page and actually look at the video and sit back, because it's emotional. But she's just so deserving of what's of being a hero. And every person that was there yesterday for her, they've lost family on their roads. And they're all there to help and support each other.
Yeah, and tears of joy too, which
absolutely
is lovely with everything else that Marie has had to and continues to endure. Well done, Marie. Well done, everyone so far. Right, your self-styled Brucey bonus. That's a reference, by the way, to anyone over 60. You'll get that. Anyone under 60, there used to be a fella called Bruce Forsyth that had a show in the 80s. But anyway...
I don't remember because I'm under that age, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, where did you get the reference? Go
ahead. I Googled it.
Okay.
So we had three winners, okay, and well-deserved. But there was a letter that sat on my desk, and I just knew I had to do something with it. And so a quick brief was, there's a young girl, Eve, and her brother, Dara Sullivan. And Eve's 10 years of age. And on her own bat, one of her friends goes is treated at Laura Lynn Hospice. And off her own bat, she decided that she would do a fundraiser. So she climbed up Mount Errigal, and so did Dara, her younger brother, who I think he's six. And they raised €1,400. And what happened is her dad doubled it. So they have €2,800 that they raised. And she's already thinking about something else that she can do. So she's an amazing young girl. But the story here is her granny told us a story that during Storm Dara, they lost their trampoline. So it blew away on them. And I thought to myself, do you know what? This would be a nice thing for us to do. To replace that trampoline. So the Highland team
went
out.
Thank God you didn't find the old one and bring it back.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, no. Some of the Highland team went out to the house on Monday in the only rain we've had in weeks. And we built the trampoline for her to surprise her and her brother Dara. She started to save money for the trampoline, but obviously they're quite expensive. So it would take her a while to do it. So we surprised her after school. And this is what happened.
All right, folks, listen up.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, is this Eve, is it?
Yeah.
Hello, Eve, I'm Sean from Highland Radio. Is this Dara?
Yeah.
Hello, Mum, how's it going?
How are you?
Did you see the Highland Radio car outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking, why is that car at my house? Do you want to come and sit down beside me here? We'll have a quick chat. All right? I won't bite you, honestly. Come on, Dara, you come over here as well, buddy. Good stuff. So why am I sitting in your living room after? How was school today, by the way? Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do? What's your favourite subject?
Art.
Art. What's yours, Dara?
Art too.
Art. I was thinking it was going to be art. I was thinking that. So why am I here? Your granny sent me a lovely letter about what you two have been doing. So did you go up Mount Errigal one day, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, and why did you go up there?
To raise money for Laura Lynn.
Okay, and was it exciting?
Yeah.
Could you see all over Donegal?
Most of it, anyway.
Most of it. Did Dara go up as well, did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
And how much money did you raise?
Well, we've got like 1,500 so far, and then my friend's still bringing in money.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? And this is all your idea, was it?
Yeah, it was my idea.
You're a very good person.
Thank you.
Tell me this. Do you remember we had a big storm back in, was it February, was it?
Yeah.
Did we have a storm? Yeah, what happened? Apart from the lights went out with no food. The trees fell down. Did anything blow away?
Yeah, my trampoline.
Ah, no way. And did you get it back?
No.
Ah. Now, your granny told me that you loved that trampoline. You was playing it together, didn't you?
Yeah.
And are you saving up to get a new one?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. I have a little surprise for you today. Okay, because I think you two are very special people. So what I want to do is, you're going to follow me a little second here. Come here, follow me. Mom, you can come too. And on behalf of the Highland Radio listeners, what we've done for you is, we've got you your own trampoline.
Thank you.
How's that? Isn't that class? And we got the sunshine to go with it. You like that?
Yeah, thank you.
Dara?
Thank you.
You'll have hours and hours of fun. I think they might move it from there for you. Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're so deserving of that because all the work that you're doing and the money you've raised for charity, for Laura Lynn, and for going up Mount Errigal that morning, fair play to you.
Thank you,
you're very special people and you deserve a lovely special gift and we're delighted to give it to you today.
Thank you.
What's your favourite radio station?
Highland Radio.
That's what I like to hear.